Morning, happy Sabbath. The scripture I'm reading to you will be in Genesis 1, 29 and 30. And I got my Bible there, but the scripture's right underneath the bulletin, so I'll read it there so it can be easy for me to read. It says, and God said, see, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of all the earth. Every tree whose fruit yields the seed, you shall be for food. Every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, to everything that creepeth on the earth, in which there is life. I have given every green herb for food. It was so. Genesis 1, 29 through 30. King James Version. Thank you.
Good morning. Boy, this has been a challenge. Satan really has been testing me. Last night, I lost a copy of my sermon that I was going to work on. I was up till 3:30 working on this morning. And, you know, I thought everything was good. Came to church today and couldn't find it again. I was like, oh, no, Satan's really just not wanting me to give this message. But fortunately, I had a voice tell me last night before I went to bed, you better send that to your email. Fortunately, I did, so I sent it to my email, and I was able to copy it off this morning, so. And I want to thank some people here in the church for giving me courage. Twyla, thank you, and Anthony for being willing to help. Appreciate your support. Once again, good morning and happy Sabbath. Before we get started, I would like to explain the game plan for today's message. First of all, we're going to look at God's original plan for Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Then we're going to look at the Hebrew diet mentioned in Daniel chapter 1. Then we'll briefly look at the importance of rest and physical exercise and how this can impact our quantity and quality of life. Then finally, we're going to take a special trip back to the Garden of Eden, where we'll discuss a river that flows from the throne of God and the tree of life. However, before we go any further, shall we bow our heads and close our eyes for opening prayer? Kind, loving, glorious Heavenly Father, let us acknowledge not only the sacrifice you made for us on the cross at Calvary, but equally as important, the example that you set for us to follow, showing mercy for those less fortunate, visiting the sick, those that are in prison, sympathizing, listening, and praying for those who are going through some real struggles. Let us make you our role model. Give us the desire to reflect on the original diet that you intended for us, so that way we can pursue your original design for our lives. Then guide us to the final segment of this message as we associate the tree of life and how it connects and how it can pertain to your original plan and its future implications. Please let us open our hearts, minds, and ears and be receptive to today's message, that we may draw closer to you in the process. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. A man too busy to take care of his health is like a mechanic too busy to take care of his tools. Health is not valued until sickness comes. If you don't have time to be sick, then you better take time to be well. Dr. Thomas Fuller, quote gardens.com. Did you know there are certain things you can do to eradicate sickness and remain vibrant and healthy? Did you know what you eat can have a detrimental impact on your mental health? One of the biggest categories that impact our physical and mental health is diet and exercise, or the lack thereof. When God created the Garden of Eden and all the magnificent trees, plants, shrubs, beautiful animals, and mankind, he proclaimed that it was good. Everything was progressing as God intended. He had the perfect plan. That is, until sin entered the world. Let's revisit that verse that Andy just read for us. Genesis chapter 1, 29 and 30. That's page 3 in your pew Bibles. Please let us open our hearts, minds, and ears and be receptive to today's message. Then God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the earth, and every fruit that has fruit with seeds in it. They will be yours for food. And all the beasts of the earth, and all the birds of the air, and all the creatures that move on the ground, everything that has the breath of life in it, I give you every green plant for food. As we can see from these verses, God established the original diet for mankind in a perfect environment and with people that were in perfect harmony with God. Can you truly imagine what life would have been like for the world's first humans? First of all, I believe the first humans, Adam and Eve, were 100% pure and full of love and compassion. They were perfect looking, face, body, complexion. I believe that Adam was ripped and handsome, and I believe Eve was graceful and beautiful. Imagine the most beautiful supermodels, and I don't believe they could have held a candle to Adam and Eve. But they had a pure and innocent beauty, for they were made in the image of God. I also perceive that man was able to use 100% of his brain, body, etc. Can you imagine what you could accomplish if you could use 100% of all your faculties? Could you imagine the condition of this world if we could use 100%? I'm sure we wouldn't be $1 trillion in debt. And our relationships with our fellow man would be more wholesome. But most importantly, our relationship and connection with God would be a lot stronger. I also believe that Adam and Eve were extremely intelligent. Can you imagine the intelligence it takes to name thousands of species of animals in a single day? And then memorizing them? I do good. I have to take 2 weeks to study for an exam. You know what I'm saying? So, wow. And that's not even close to 10,000 or however many species there were. Amen. But then, unfortunately, sin entered the world and things began to change drastically. I believe that Adam and Eve were adapting to culture shock and were in a state of chaos. I believe his physical powers had weakened, his mental capacity was lessened,